Hello and welcome to today's episode of Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, proud producer of this show on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. You are going to be blown away by today's guest, Kate Holmes, CFP, founder of Innovating Advice. She started that company 15 years after beginning her career in the financial services industry. As a tireless advocate for propelling the global financial planning profession forward, Kate thrives on constantly innovating and bringing innovation to services, to financial services businesses around the world. We know you are going to absolutely love this conversation with her and Rita. So take it away, Margarita Chang.
Well, thank you so much, Hope. And Kate, thanks so much for being here with us. I'm so excited to have you here to talk about the amazing ways in how you are innovating advice, as well as all the amazing innovations in financial advice. So this is the chicken head. Do you want to talk about your firm innovating advice, or you want to talk about all the amazing ways in which people are innovating advice?
Let's bring them together, Margarita, and talk about both of them, because that's really what my business is all about. And just a quick background so that listeners know where that came from. I've been in the profession for 16 years, and I've actually had the pleasure of the last 5 or so years of actually working with financial planners and financial advisors in like 35 countries around the world. And time again, I've had amazing conversations with people that I'm just like, there's so much great stuff going on in this profession, and the world is big. And we often think that, you know, like in the US, for example, how can you keep up with everything going on in the US? Say nothing of what's going on in South Africa or Rwanda or Singapore or Australia. So I try to bring those conversations together and bring those people together and just highlight that we all have so much to learn from each other as we are building this profession for the benefit of people everywhere in the world, people that have money, people that don't have as much money. There's just tons of really cool stuff going on.
Absolutely, without question. That's why I'm so proud to say that I am part of the Innovating Advice community. That's why I wanted to invite you here to share some of the exciting things, provided you're allowed to be public with it, but some of the exciting things that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So the community started, again, from that. So while it's kind of a US-focused community, it has financial planners from around the world. And we're all about taking some of those wild ideas and bringing them to fruition. So for example, one of the big things, and Margarita, you are part of this, which is fantastic, is we know, honestly, in most professions that when you go to conferences, the people tend to be the same people on stage that all tend to look the same, leaning a bit towards the male, pale, and stale. And research keeps coming out and articles keep coming out. And we're like, can we stop talking about this and do something about it? And so decided, and I'll give all credit to Adam Owen in the UK, this is his brainchild, that for their conference in the UK, for their community, they're like, we're going to stop paying the same speakers their high fees and instead actually reinvest that back into the profession. So they paid professional speaking coaches to actually train people how to deliver amazing 10-minute TED-style talks, bringing emotion, bringing surprise. How do you bring energy on camera and deliver a really powerful message? And this is a way to train the next generation of presenters. And these are skills that help with clients. And it's focused on people generally that have little to no speaking experience so that they can get that. And there's a huge dedication to diversity. Because again, we want to be representing much more diversity on stage because we've got it in this profession and we just need to highlight it. So not only are we doing that in the UK and the US, it's happening all over the world. And this is leading to the largest global financial planning conference in the world happening June 23rd and 24th. It's going to start in South Africa with an amazing group of like 30 financial planners that have gone through the program, come to the US, then go to Australia, then go to the UK. And so we've got speakers, I think from like 8 or 9 different countries participating. And the themes are across innovation. Of course, that's going to be a big one. Financial planning. Naturally, it's a financial planning conference. Leadership, the advice gap, which is talking about, you know, people that don't seem to have access to enough financial planning, or it's not accessible or affordable, and financial well-being, and well-being is a really important topic. And so since we're seeing this happening all over the world, it's a great way to see the innovation that's happening and the people that are challenging the status quo and doing things differently to be building this profession. And so we'd love everybody to come and attend to hear what's happening in the profession, because sometimes you only hear from the big companies and you don't always hear from all the amazing smaller people that are doing really great things.
Well, awesome. So how do people find out more and how do they register and who can participate?
Anybody could participate. So while this is targeted to people that are either in financial planning or looking at coming into financial planning, so we're doing a lot of outreach to university students, this is a really cool way of learning more about financial planning. And again, it's going to be really different, just these 10-minute talks. So lots of energy coming through. There's going to be opportunities to network and network with people globally. How cool is that? All the details are on my website, innovatingadvice.com. You'll see banners popping up. You'll see things there. So just make it easy and go to innovatingadvice.com.
Kate, that sounds fantastic. Like I said, I'm so excited to be part of the community. I wanted you to have opportunity to share more about this. I mean, this might be a really difficult question. It's like someone asking me who's my favorite kid. Of course, all of them. What trends in financial planning and financial well-being are you most excited about?
When we're looking at kind of where do we put all of the different topics that people are speaking on, the nice thing is a lot of them tend to go between topics. So even when you're looking at things that are in financial well-being, when you dig down to it, there's a big element of innovation, or in leadership, right? There's usually innovation. And so to me, I love that innovation piece, which is why I name my company Innovating Advice, because in order for any profession or person for that matter to evolve throughout their life and to continue, whether we like it or not, the world evolves. So bringing that continual innovation, always thinking about what's next, always challenging ourselves to become better, all of it comes back to just that mindset of continual innovation.
Kate, one of the things I admire most about you is you were delivering financial advice and had a virtual practice years before the pandemic. I mean, you were light years ahead of everybody. What is it that you want people to know about reducing or eliminating barriers to advice?
Yeah, I always encourage people, you know how often you'll like, I don't know, maybe having margaritas with a girlfriend and you talk about this crazy idea that you have and you're like, oh, but it's just an idea or it's something I've been thinking about. Listen to those little voices in your head. I always encourage people, you know, you might have that next great idea. And that was my big thing. I had this epiphany. This was way back in early 2013. And as you said, nobody was doing virtual financial planning then. Everything was very paper-based and you had to have an office. And I obviously love traveling the world. That's my thing. And to me, the power of financial planning is actually deciding the life that you want to live first and foremost, and then creating a plan to get there. So I realized, why am I not leading the example on that? And so I just had this epiphany and I was like, I'm going to create the business that allows me to live my best life and actually have my business work around my life. So, you know, and I had a lot of clients, some were in counseling and they were like, oh, maybe I could do virtual counseling, or other people that were, you know, it got them thinking differently. So if you feel like you have barriers in your own life and you've got some of those voices that are like, nobody's done it this way, this might be crazy. People will tell you it's crazy. I promise you that. And that's okay. Keep going. Listen to those voices. Knock down those barriers. It might take a few extra punches, a few extra kicks, a little extra power, but just keep going after that life that you really know that you want.
Now, I love it. And on that vein, like any other, I know you're all about innovating advice, but any other pearls of wisdom that you want to share?
Talking to you every time I chat with you, I think about you so often. And, you know, there's a quote that I still attribute to you. And it's, you know, that most people spend their health to gain their wealth and then turn around and spend their wealth to regain their health. And that plays in my head all the time because it is so, so true. And again, that gets back to what is the life that you actually want? What do you want to look back on in 5 years, in 10 years? and know that you did. And it's so easy to have excuses to put things off. And there's a surprisingly a great Jim Carrey quote that he gave at a commencement speech where he said, "You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love." And I love that because I think he said that right after the global financial crisis, when all these people were losing these jobs. You know, they were dedicated to their company. They were loyal. They were there. And guess what? They lost their job. So he was like, most people didn't even want those jobs, right? They failed at something they didn't want. So you may as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Wow, that is so powerful. And I really am honored that you like that quote. You know, I think that in some ways I was trying to create the practice and business that I wanted to support my other responsibilities. And that's what I think is so amazing about financial planning. I mean, it's certainly not boring, right?
The people are fun.
It's never boring. And we get to have a positive impact on society. So we know we have your website, but just please share with our viewers again how they can find out more about Kate Holmes and Innovating Advice, as well as the conference.
Yes. So everything, and you'll see a whole lot of my head on my website because I also teach a video creation masterclass because the power of video, even before the pandemic, I was doing videos back in 2013, is so, so powerful. So you'll see a lot of my face. So I apologize in advance, but go to innovatingadvice.com. Everything is there. Contact details. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Happy to chat. And like I said, even if you're not in the profession, coming to the conference is an amazing way to learn more about the profession. And we've got an 80% off early bird through May 31st. So that's just next Monday.
I know. Can you imagine? Well, thank you so much, Kate, for tuning in with us. And we are so excited about everything you and your amazing community are doing to innovate advice.
And none of it would be possible without amazing people like you, Margarita. So thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you and everything that you do.
Well, thanks for being here with us. And that's it. Margarita's with Margarita.
Yep. Special episode on Monday of Margarita's with Margarita. Tune in every Friday, including this Friday, May 28th, when Adam Cole, the couple's financial advisor, will be on board. But today, we just really loved hearing from Kate Holmes, the Chief Innovation Officer at Innovating Advice, and we'll have all the links to her websites and her conference in the liner notes on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Margarita. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, producer of Margaritas with Margarita at Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV, and we will see you all on Friday.